we should have won. I'm frustrated. We had all the play. They scored from the first attack. And then we... I thought the booing at half time was a bit harsh because I thought some of the football and build-up play was really good. We had 10 attempts at goal first half, so it wasn't as if, you know, there wasn't an application there or a will to try and score a goal, but our quality and composure in the last bit was poor. And we should have, you know, we could have won the game comfortably with a bit more care. And that's a frustration because we dominated the game. And, you know, we've gone with a bit of youth and we've gone, you know, try to get a bit of creativity in the team. And sometimes you need a bit of patience with that. But, you know, we deserve to get something out of the game. There's no question of that because we were by far the better team.
Great chance at the end after a fabulous move.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Davis comes on and is a sight for sore eyes because he's a good player and he gets other players playing, you know. And, you know, it was a great bit of football and, you know, he's got to hit the target. It's a great chance. Just side foot it in the net and we're home and host. And thoroughly would have deserved the win. But, yeah, there was a lot of things that pleased me and a lot of things that frustrated me as well.
Yeah, one of the things I guess that pleased you would be the return of Mark Davis after such a long time, and just it's there for all to see what he brings to the team. And clearly lacking a bit of match practice.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's been out since December. So yeah, there's a bit of rust there, and that's why we were reluctant to throw him in, you know, early because he hasn't played much football. But it's great to see him back. Fantastic, you know, asset to have. We've missed him, and you know, hopefully he can play the remainder of the games or play some part in the remainder of the games, and you know, we'll get him fully fit for next season because he's a quality player, and if we can get a few players in around him and the likes of the other ones, Clough and Prattley, to come back and Clayton, then you know, going forward we'll be a lot more potent, I think.
Yeah, I get the impression, Neil, that you're already looking forward to the start of next season. You know, clearly there's games to go in this season. There's lots to be done, and you've told us that in the past. But
I don't want to look too far ahead, you know, because I still have, you know, I want to try and get 9 points. I want to finish with 59 because that would match last season's total. It's a big ask, but, you know, we'll go for it. I have, you know, looked at players and given them opportunities, you know, because I think that's right to do. So it's not really experimentation, it's just looking at what we've got for the squad for what we want for next season. And we have work to do, there's no question that if we want to progress. There is a core of players here that I'm very happy with, you know, and if we can add to that, then I think we will be a lot stronger going into next season. We want to play football. You know, we want to play... The reason we play three at the back at the minute is because all season we haven't had a recognised right-back. You know, we've had one right back. We tried to get one in January, and we've been trying the majority of the season to get one in, and it's been difficult. And we've had to play Young Vela there at times, and it's not ideal. And then again, we've had to play him at wing back tonight. But the reason we go with the three is we can get an extra man in midfield, and we can play two strikers, and we don't have to give Josh that added pressure, if you want, of having to play in an unfamiliar position. So, and then with the back three, we want them to play. And, you know, at times the play was good. There was some really good attacks. But the final bit, the final ball or the finish was just lacking tonight.